So the learning today should be a schos lenishmas chaim elizabeth shimshon aryeh, and it should also be a schos for four shleima for chaim doiv ben minarachol chanali abashen darachol and abadati ben peril, as well as a schos for all those in a makom sakan in eretz yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we talked previously about simcha. We talked about doing mitzvahs b'simcha, and I want to talk tonight about applying it to actually doing mitzvahs, actually doing avodas Hashem. How do we do avodas Hashem with some meaning? A lot of us go through rote. We do the mitzvahs of Hashem, but the problem is we are bored and we feel like we're just going through the motions. And how do we maybe get inspired to put a little bit more meaning into our mitzvahs? So there's a Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah Avos says that we should compare ourselves to four types of animals: Hevi Oz Kanomer, bold like a leopard; Kal Kanesher, swift like an eagle; Ratz Katzvi, run like a deer; and Gibor Kaari, be strong like a lion. What is this midah of being strong like a lion? So the Prisha explains that when we do a mitzvah, we should do a mitzvah wholeheartedly. There's no comparison between someone who does a mitzvah with full concentration, with full thought, and someone who just does a mitzvah by rote without thinking about what they're doing. And by way of an analogy, let's say you have two bricks. They look exactly alike, but one brick is gold all the way through, and one brick is gold plated. So one brick is worth a lot more than the other brick. There's no comparison between the two. It's the same thing. You can't compare someone who does a mitzvah with kavana, with intention, and someone who does it just mindlessly. On the surface, when you look at it, let's say you have two women lighting candles, they look exactly the same. But in truth, one woman is going through the motions, and one woman is actually doing the mitzvah with kavana in her heart. And the essence of the mitzvah is what we put into it, not just going through the motions, not just the actions. So the Arkos Tzaddikim says that the reward of someone who does a mitzvah with simcha, who does a mitzvah with joy, is 1,000 times greater than someone who does it without someone who does it as if it's a burden. So accordingly, what do we see? We see that someone who does a mitzvah wholeheartedly is equivalent to tons of mitzvahs that were performed without any thought. And since the purpose of mitzvahs is to bring us closer to Hashem, and the word mitzvah itself comes from the word of tzavsa, which means to make a connection. So, how effective is a mitzvah? What's the magnitude of a mitzvah? It depends on the extent to which we connect with Hashem during the mitzvah. So, obviously, a mitzvah that you do with joy and excitement, you're going to connect with Hashem a lot more than a mitzvah that you're doing and you feel like it's a burden. And I want to explore this and get into this a little bit deeper of what it means to do a mitzvah and think of it as a burden. So, there's a famous Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a famous Gemara, rather. The Gemara says, that it doesn't matter if you do a lot or a little, as long as your intent is for Shemayim. So the easiest example of this is tzedakah. You can have someone who has a lot of money and they write a check for $10,000, but for them, writing a check for $10,000 doesn't mean much. And they write the check for $10,000 and they just want to get the poor person or the collector out of their house. And there's zero meaning and there's zero emotion and there's zero intent just to get this, to shoo away the fly. And then you have someone that gives a dollar to the same poor person, but for him, it means a lot more because he doesn't have as much money available. And so that dollar that he's giving is a lot more special in Hashem's eyes than the $10,000. And that's what we're talking about. It's not about the amount. It's not about the action. It's about the emotion. It's about what's going on in a person's heart. And so Chazal say, ki ha'adam yireh le'inayim v'Hashem yireh le'levav, that we see what goes on the outside, but Hashem sees what goes on the inside. So Hashem is not just satisfied that we go through the motions of the mitzvahs, but Hashem gave us a mitzvah to connect with Him. And how do we connect with Him? Not just by doing the action. Of course, you have to do the action. You can't sit in your couch and think about doing the action. You have to actually do it, but your heart has to be in it. A person's intent while he's doing the mitzvah has to be to do the mitzvah, lishma, to do the mitzvah to serve Hashem. And basically, the rest of the body follows. Follows the heart. Wherever your mind is, that's going to determine how special and how successful you are at doing the mitzvah. Everything's going to follow the heart. If your heart's not in it, then you're going to see the action is going to suffer. And vice versa, if you're extremely motivated, you're going to see that you're going to do an extra special, the mitzvah is going to take on extra special meaning, and the action is going to be more thorough if your heart is in it. So the point is, we're doing the mitzvahs anyway. We're making brachos, we're davening, you're lighting candles Friday night, you're giving tzedakah. We're doing all these mitzvahs. It's foolish to just do it and want to get it over with. We're doing it anyway. We're going through the motions anyway. We might as well put a little bit more intent, a little bit more concentration into it. And in that way, we're not just going to elevate the mitzvah, but we're going to elevate our connection. We're going to make the action that we're doing is going to be more special in Hashem's eyes. So how do we sort of muster that concentration? Because it's very difficult. You daven every day. As a man, I daven 3 times a day. I'm assuming you all daven daily, maybe multiple times daily. And so every time you daven Shemoneh Esrei, it's hard because it's the same thing. It's the same words over and over again. And it's very hard for a person to get that concentration. And so we almost want to throw in the towel and say, I started off Shemoneh Esrei, I missed it. I'm already spaced out. And so what's the point? But it's not all or nothing. And that's the key. Kavana, intent, is not all or nothing. It's the effort you put in is what you're going to get out of it. So you can do a half an effort. What I mean is, even if you realize that it's not a good day and it's not going well, put in as much effort as you can. It's not going to be maybe a 10 out of 10. Maybe it'll be a 7 out of 10, a 6 out of 10, but that's still 6 out of 10 more than nothing. It's not all or nothing when it comes to kavanah, when it comes to intent. And by the way, the more you accustom yourself to have intent, the easier you'll see that it will come. If a person considers himself to be keeping Torah properly, and nevertheless you feel that it's a burden, so you're keeping the mitzvahs, you're doing what's required of you, but you feel like it's a burden, like it's a pain in the neck, then it's likely because there's no heart, there's no feeling involved in doing the mitzvah. And it becomes cumbersome, it lacks meaning. It's an obligation that we have, but we don't feel like it's something we want to be doing. It's something we feel like we have to be doing. And so it's okay, I have to give my kids supper. I have to do the laundry. I have to clean up. I have to daven. I have to light candles, right? Every mitzvah becomes just another thing on the checklist, and it becomes burdensome. And it becomes, if it's lacking in meaning, it's going to feel cumbersome, like we're saying. And the Dubna Magid says that there's a pasuk. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "V'lo oisi karasa Yaakov ki yagata b'Yisrael." You didn't call out to me, Yaakov. You grew tired of me, Yisrael. And that means that if we find it, if we're tired of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're tired of doing mitzvahs, it's because we're not really calling out to Hashem. Meaning that we're going through the motions, but our heart and our mind are really not in it, and we're not connecting with Hashem. And so the mitzvahs become like a burden. They become something that we're tired of doing. There's something special with kavanah, with intent. And that is that when you do a mitzvah, so let's say you do the mitzvah of tzedakah. So when you do the mitzvah of tzedakah, so there's a certain gratitude or gratification that you get, but there's also a certain recognition that you get, not just from the person, but maybe from a relative, from your spouse, from your friends. There's certain recognition you get. Davening, you go to shul, other people see that you daven. And so they notice you daven nicely and you get recognition, and you get a certain satisfaction that other people see you. That's the action. But the intent, no one sees the intent. So the intent is more special than the action because the intent is only seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The action, other people see. And so there's an aspect of shelo lishma. There's an aspect of I'm doing it, but I'm also getting recognition for it. And so it's hard to do it 100% l'shem shemayim. But when it comes to kavana, kavana is something that only Hashem sees, and therefore it's extra special because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're thinking, and we don't get credit from our friends for kavana. We get credit for the actions. So there is a tour that the Mishnah that I quoted when we started was Avi Oz Kanamir Kal Kanosha. I talked about Ratz Katzvi and Gibar Ka'ari. So let's talk about Ratz Katzvi. We talked about Gibar Ka'ari. Gibar Ka'ari means strengthening yourself when you're doing the mitzvah to have intent. What's Ratz Katzvi? Ratz Katzvi is the midah of Zrizos, which means to act quickly and motivated and almost impulsive, but not in a bad way impulsive, but to push ourselves to quickly do a mitzvah and not push it off to a later point in time. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Avos says, "Ehoiv es hamalacha," that we should love work, "usnas harabanos," but hate authority, meaning hate a position of authority, a position of leadership. So love work, love the malacha, but hate the authority. So Rav Daniel Kalish explains that their two are very closely connected. Typically, we want to do something in life that's going to give us recognition. We want to be a president. We want to be a leader. We want to be someone that other people look up to. We want to have stature. And so typically, when we think of, let's just take the example of becoming president, we understand that it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of effort. But we say, I don't enjoy the work, but it has to be done. If you want to make something of yourself, you have to put in the effort, you have to do the work. But essentially, you love the authority, you love the stature, the position, the status. You hate getting there, you hate the work that's involved putting it. The Mishnah is telling you, you should be just the opposite. You should love the work, meaning the opportunity to do Torah and mitzvahs, to bring chosen. That is what you should love, but hate the honor that comes along with it, the respect that people are looking up to you, that people are impressed by you, that you should hate. So the Mishnah is telling you, love the actions, love doing mitzvahs, but hate the recognition that we get, the status that we get, that people look up to us as a result of the mitzvahs that we do. What is laziness? Laziness is in relation to a person's attitude towards work. If someone loves to relax, someone loves to be on vacation. So anything that's going to come and impair your ability to relax is something that you're going to hate. I'll give you an example. Person goes on vacation, say a person goes to Florida for a week, and you're getting emails from work. And you're getting emails and you have to answer them. And you get a phone call from a client and you have to answer it. So the you love you in that sense, you like the vacation and you resent the work because the work is disturbing your rest. You're trying to rest, you're trying to relax, you're trying to enjoy yourself. And the work, the obligation of the work is getting in the way. But if a person loves work, let's assume for a minute a person loves what he's doing, because he and we're talking now about Avodas Hashem. So a person loves doing a mitzvah because he recognizes the great zchus in doing in every mitzvah. So I'm prepared to invest effort to do Avodas Hashem. It becomes much easier. And what's the famous saying? If you enjoy what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. What does that mean? If I enjoy my job, so then I enjoy the actual work. So then it doesn't feel like a burden. I'm not lazy about it because it's something I enjoy doing. And the Mesillas Yesharim writes that a person has to know that he didn't come in this world into this world to relax. And that's why when we are in a vacation mode, when we're in a relaxation mode, we still have to make time for Torah and mitzvahs. We have to realize that that's not what the world was not created for, a vacation. Of course, a person has to take care of himself. A person has to set aside time to relax. But the purpose of living, right, the way most of us look at it is, I'm working because I want to go on vacation. I'm working because I want my summers. And we have to realize that's the wrong attitude. We want the summers because we want to be able to relax and we want to be able to reinvigorate ourselves and we want to be able to daven better and spend the rest of the year taking care of our children better. It's not the result of the summer, or the vacation is not the result. It's the end. It's not the end. It's the means to the end. It's the means to whatever it is we're trying to accomplish. And this example is brought out by Yaakov and Rachel. Because if you look at Yaakov and Rachel's relationship, yeah, it's the pasuk says that Yaakov worked 7 years for Rachel, and it says that because he loved her, it went by very quickly. Now, I want to ask you, remember many, many years ago when you were engaged, and they told you that your chasna was going to be in 2 months, 3 months from now, it felt like forever. It felt like you wanted it to come tomorrow. Every day, it felt like a year. And they told you 2 months, 3 months. It felt like a year. Every day was like drawn out, and you're waiting for the time to move, and you're waiting for the chasana to happen. Now already we're older, and life seems to move much faster. But back in the day, so I'm just using the same example here. You have Yaakov and Rachel. Yaakov here is engaged to Rachel. He's going to marry her. And it says that it went by very quickly. What do you mean it went by very quickly? If you're looking forward to something, so then your time seems to last forever. It's taking forever. Especially, we're not talking 2 months, we're talking 7 years. How is it that Yaakov had a feeling of 7 years that went by so quickly if he was really looking forward to being married to Rachel? But according to what we're saying, it's only when we feel that work is a necessary evil It's an unavoidable stepping stone that we have to do to reach our goal. So then the time that we spend at work, the clock seems to take forever. It's our kids sitting in school watching the clock. When we were kids, we sat in school, that clock never moved. That clock seemed to take forever to get to the recess and to get to lunch and to get to the end of the day. But that's because we hated what we were doing. We did not want to be sitting in class. So the work, meaning sitting in class, that work was something that we were not looking forward to. It's not something that had meaning to us, and therefore it took forever. But if we would have enjoyed, and let's say there was a day where there was something special going on, a carnival or some contest or something, and we enjoyed ourselves, the day moved by much faster. Why? Because we enjoyed what we were doing. So the Torah is telling you that Yaakov understood that the work that he was doing for Lavan was going to earn him this chus, was a prerequisite for marrying Rachel. He needed to do this work in order to be zeichet to marry Rachel. So the work itself, Yaakov found meaning in the work. Because he found meaning in the work, it went by very quickly. Because if his goal was just to marry Rachel and the work was the inevitable pain in the neck that he had to go through, then it would have been a burden, just like work is feels for so many of us. And I use the example of work, but it's really the point I'm trying to bring out is not work, it's avodas Hashem. That if we realize that exerting ourselves to do mitzvahs, that's the purpose in this world, it's not the times we enjoy ourselves. So then that's going to take on extra special meaning. We're going to have extra special motivation when we do it. And then we're going to realize our davening and our tefillos and our mitzvahs are going to take on extra special meaning. So there's a pasuk in Devarim. The pasuk says, "Kikar ve'lech v'adavar me'oy," talking about the Torah. It says that it's very close to you, b'fichol v'vavchala soysoy, in your mouth and in your heart to do it. That the Torah is very close. You don't have to travel very far to get to Torah. So Rav Aryeh Malkiel Kotler asks, "Is it really so easy to learn Torah? Is it really so easy to do mitzvahs? Is it really like the Torah is making it seem like it's you snap your fingers and you have Torah?" So he answers with a beautiful analogy. If someone would tell you that he has a dollar waiting for you, but you got to walk 15 minutes, you got to take a 15-minute walk to get a dollar, you know what you're going to tell that person? Thanks, but that's a little bit too far. If you told me it was down the block, maybe I'd walk for a dollar, maybe not, maybe $5, $10, but I'm certainly not walking 15 minutes to go get a dollar. But what if someone told you he has $1 million waiting for you and it's a 2-hour drive? You know what your A response would be? And let's say someone was serious about it. You know what you would say? It's only 2 hours away. What's the difference? The difference is the value of of the item. When we look at the dollar, we say a dollar is not worth my time. So what's a dollar worth? A dollar's worth maybe 30 seconds of my time. It's certainly not worth 15 minutes, but $2 million is worth a lot more than 2 hours. Zot Rav Aryeh Malkiel Kotler, that's what the Torah is telling you. The Torah is telling you, Gikar ve'lech na'adavar me'oy. How should we look at Torah and mitzvahs? We shouldn't look at it as something that it's a dollar, it's only Torah is a dollar, and I got to walk 15 minutes. I got to spend 15 minutes davening to get that dollar. No, that's not how we should look at it. We should look at it that we have excitement. Torah is a $2 million opportunity. $2 million opportunity, and I only have to spend 15 minutes davening to get this great opportunity. It depends on our emotion. And that's what we're talking about, that we have to try to find this enthusiasm when we daven and when we do mitzvahs to make it exciting, to find the excitement in it, to look for a deeper meaning, to understand why are we doing it. This is the purpose. This is why Hashem put me in the world. And thank God I am created Jewish. And thank God I have Torah and mitzvahs. And thank God I have a wonderful family. And I have parents and I have friends and I have a wonderful community and a wonderful kehillah. And all of that was given to me by Hashem. Why? Just so I have this opportunity to do this mitzvah that I'm about to do. And we should use that excitement to an eagerness to go and do the mitzvah with extra meaning. So I want to end off with a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is on Daf. What is this? Daf Pei Chesamid Beis. So the Gemara says that there was a Tzaduki, someone who was off the derech, who saw Rava learning, And when Rava was learning, Rava was so intent in his learning that he was sitting on his hands and he was crushing his hands, but he didn't even realize what he was doing to his hands because his mind was so focused on what he was learning. It's obviously a level of learning that we can't relate to. If we were crushing our hands, we would certainly stop and realize that we were in pain. But the Amorayim were on a level where they could concentrate so deeply in what they were doing that he literally, his fingers were bleeding and he didn't realize it. So the Tzaddiki criticized Rava, and he criticized all of Klal Yisrael. He said, "You're an impulsive people. You put your mouths in front of your ears because you accepted the Torah before you even heard what it entailed. You said Naaseh v'nishma. First, you committed to it before you heard what it was, and now you're still doing it. You're still doing this impulsiveness. You should have first heard the mitzvahs, and then you would have known whether you want to accept them or not. And if you didn't first hear the commandments, meaning you didn't hear the mitzvahs, so then you should never have accepted them." So Rava responds to him. He says, "We who go in the ways of complete faith, it says, Tumas Rishayim Tanchem, people who have perfect faith are going to lead. But people who are off the derech, the Selef Baidim Yishadim, that it's going to destroy them." Now he's answering him that basically that we who learn Torah are the ones who are going to lead, and you are off the derech. You're going to be destroyed by your lack of emunah. Now, how is he answering the question? What connection is there? Great, Rava, you're learning Torah. That's beautiful. What does that have anything to do with his question? He's telling you that you're impulsive. He's telling you that you're going and you're accepting the Torah. We Jews accepted the Torah before we heard. And you're responding, "Yeah, but you know what? My Torah is going to ultimately, my learning Torah is ultimately what's going to cause me to lead." What's the connection? How is he addressing the criticism of the Tzaddiki? So based on what we're saying, he suggests that what the Tzaddiki was telling Rava is that Rava is so devoted to learning Torah, he doesn't even notice the physical pain that he's putting his body through. And that the Jewish people historically have this midah that they just solely devote themselves to doing mitzvahs, that the same way they accepted the Torah, they just do it without any thought. That's his criticism. You're doing it and there's zero thought involved. Just like when you accepted the Torah, you didn't think about what you were accepting, you committed. So too, you're learning now and you're not thinking about it. There's no thought because you're not even recognizing the pain that you're putting your body through. What's Rava answering? Rava's saying that my willingness is exactly the reason why I'm successful. It's the foundation of my success. Why? Because what did we commit to do? We committed to follow Hashem unquestioningly. We perform his mitzvahs, b'lev shalem, with a full heart, fully believing that this is the best path for us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented us with the Torah, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Derecha darchei noyam, v'chol nesiv aseh shalom, that the way of Torah is peaceful. It's pleasant, meaning that someone who follows Torah is going to have a pleasant life. So a person accepted the Torah because we recognize that the creator of the world has our best interests at heart. And so I don't need to hear the mitzvahs. If the creator of the world is telling me that I have a Torah that is going to give you a good life, I don't need to hear the details. I'm sign me up. Right? Who doesn't want to have a good life? A good life, a fulfilling life, a life of meaning. Who doesn't want that? So sign me up. That's basically what Rav is saying, that connection, my unquestioningly following Hashem and his mitzvahs is exactly why I'm going to be successful and you're not. Because I understand that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has my best interests at heart. And that's why we said Naaseh before Nishma. Because if the Creator is offering us an opportunity to have a life of meaning, so who wouldn't want to take that? Do I need to hear details? I don't need to hear details. I understand what I'm signing up for. And that's the same devotion that I'm giving to Torah. If a person doesn't commit himself fully to Torah, doesn't devote himself to doing mitzvahs, and instead he's always wondering, is this good for me? Am I capable of this? So you're never going to succeed, not in this world and not in the world to come. Because you're always going to be sitting there and thinking to yourself, is this what I should be doing right now? Is this what I want to be doing? Do I want to be doing this mitzvah right now? Do I want to be davening right now? Or I'd rather be somewhere else. And you're going to be questioning, and ultimately, not just your tefillah is going to suffer, but what we're saying here, to bring it back to what we started with, your connection to Hashem is going to suffer because you're going through the actions, but your mind is somewhere else. Your mind is sitting there undermining what you're doing. Your mind is sitting there, and your mind is telling you, I'm not sure I want to be doing this right now. I don't see the value in this. I don't feel anything. I don't feel any connection to Hashem right now. And so ultimately, your connection to Hashem is going to suffer. There's a question with regards to the Yontif of Shavuos, because the Yontif of Shavuos, it says the word lachem, and the Gemara tells us that lachem, there's a question if it means that we are supposed to have Torah, meaning lachem with Torah or with food and drink. So the Gemara says that, or rather Rashi says that the way that we celebrate on Shavuos is with food and drink. That's how we show that we appreciate the Torah. We celebrate, we have Yontif meals. That's how we show our appreciation. Now, I would ask you, doesn't it make more sense for us to sit and learn Torah throughout the day and not spend time eating? If you want to show your appreciation of Torah, shouldn't that involve learning Torah? The answer is that what are we doing? We're indulging in something physical. We're eating, but we're showing that not only is Torah good for our neshama, it's good for our body also. It's good for our physical existence. That's the Derechei Darchinoya. And that's why it was so important on Shavuos that we do something, lachem, that doesn't involve Torah, something that involves physical, to show that when we do Torah, when we do mitzvahs, we understand that it's not only good for our neshama, but it's good for our body. It's going to make us live a more fulfilling life. And so, as we end off this year, I hope that we get inspired a little bit to motivate ourselves to daven with a little bit more kavana. As we said, there's no comparison between someone who does a mitzvah and has intent to someone who doesn't, even though from the outside they look exactly the same. But the action, it's like a gold-plated brick versus a brick that's full of gold, that's gold through and through. And that the purpose of the mitzvahs is to connect to Hashem. And if we see that mitzvahs are becoming burdensome, that we don't enjoy it, what we should do is stop and question, is there meaning? And if there isn't meaning, then how do I give myself meaning? And stop and thinking about the opportunity that you have to do a mitzvah, the opportunity that we have to talk to Hashem. And that should give us the motivation and the excitement and the enthusiasm that we need to do the mitzvah with a little bit more kavana. And that way we'll connect with Hashem and we'll turn our davening and our lighting of candles and not just that, or spending time with our children. Again, these are things we're doing, making brachos. We're doing them anyway. We're going through the motions anyway. With a little bit of thought, we will elevate it to make it that much more special, make it a closer connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hopefully give our lives meaning and make us happier and recognize that that's what we were created for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create us to enjoy ourselves, to go on vacation, but rather gave us the vacations in order to refresh ourselves, to be able to serve Him, and that's ultimately why we're here. And so I give this bracha to all of you, that hopefully you listening, you'll motivate yourself, you'll find the enthusiasm that you need, you'll connect through your davening and through your mitzvahs, and through your Hadlakas Neiros and all the mitzvahs that you do, and you'll have a special connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Thank you all for listening. Have a good night.